The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, August the 7th, right here in Free Fire Media on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. 7:05 in the morning. 9:05 in the morning. When am I here? 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All right, you know
Alex,
what?
Nope, Alex is here with us today.
Good morning, Belarus.
Belarus. Okay.
We're broadcasting worldwide.
That's right. So if you're in Jamaica at some kind of resort, call us.
All right, yeah.
Or we've had people, they called us from... was it Hungary?
I thought we had a Greenland once.
We had Greenland. We've had Canada. We get Canada a lot.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, thank you
so
much.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, so, national days today.
No, two good ones. National Water Balloon Day and National Purple Heart Day.
All right. Oh, okay. That's an important one, especially with our coming guests. Last night when I did my show, I had a fabulous, on North State now, I had three fabulous guests. So I had, Debbie Clemente and, a very special, person, by the name of Helen that, from the YMCA and all their wonderful programs and their outreach programs that they do and some of the wonderful family. You know, there's a lot of people in need in our community right now and so they're doing great things. But what I said was, and then of course Dr. Nancy, Sutton Pierce was on as well with, talking about her new upcoming, expose and book.
I don't think it's an expose.
What's it called?
Well, I don't know what it's called.
She's got like a 28 page before the book.
Oh, no, so, no. It's the launch for the book.
It's the launch, but she kept calling it that. So.
No, she kept calling it an expose.
I'm pretty sure. So I may be wrong with the word, but
expose to me is like, oh, I went into City Hall, and this is what we found.
Oh, well, she found some, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, my point is, I kept saying good morning.
Oh, to everybody?
Yeah, because
then I was like, then I finally said,
I was here. I don't know.
I'm sorry, I know it's nighttime, but you know, it's just kind of becomes like a creature of habit. But anyway, well, what we do here in the morning, so that was funny anyway, I had to catch myself a few times and said, well, I'll see you in the morning. Okay, now I just want you to know about our heat warning today. We have a heat advisory going on right now with our temperatures around 107 today. Doesn't feel like it outside right now.
I thought it was supposed to start cooling down.
Well, Saturday's going to be 108, just so you know when you go out and you ride, you better go early.
Okay.
Sunday is also calling for 108. Now, next week, Monday, 103. Then we go down Tuesday, 101. And we all know that the Ironman is happening next weekend. So, and also, don't be discouraged when you go out because it's the first Friday tonight. So we know that all of the stores and restaurants and they encourage people out. And there's something really nice. Like last night, when I got home last night,
yeah,
from my show, I said, do you want to take Buford for a walk? It was 7, maybe 8:30, because we grabbed a little bite at Kobe's next door. And it was beautiful outside. It was walking weather. It was a nice summer night. So even though we have this heat advisory, and we just want you to know that we're in those extreme 107, 108, and 108 throughout the weekend, you know, don't be discouraged. Still go out and support local businesses at nighttime, and again, it's first Friday, and it's August first Friday. So there's some really good things happening, and I know at Carrie Growl, who owns Organic Pilates, that whole thing, they're bringing in a brand new brewery person that is an organic making of beer, and she's going to be sharing that inside of her Pilates studio and her Harmony place tonight. So there's all kinds of things like that that are going on
as
well.
Is that a new thing, beer Pilates?
I don't know. It's like beer pong, but it's not.
You might get me into Pilates then. I mean, is after you've been on a reformer for 5 minutes in agony that they give you a pint of beer.
It's organic beer because I gave a couple tickets to my stylist yesterday, my hairstylist, and she said she's not a drinker, but her boyfriend is. And I said, well, you know, here's a perfect opportunity to go down to First Fridays, enjoy a lot of the scene. That's happening.
That's just one of the...
It's beautiful. That's just one little block.
I don't know, there's all like 40 places out.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. Every time we read this weather, located in Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business, 3 generations strong. Thank you so much for always sponsoring our weather. And that is Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now, we were talking... before we came on the air today, I was talking to our guest... And he met his wife in the Army.
And our guest is Brent Thompson.
Brent.
Yes.
Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Who is the chief operating officer out at Simpson University. And I've been trying to get Brent on for a while, but he's a busy man. And when you find out everything he does, I said chief operating officer. That's just one of your hats.
Well, as is typical of a small private Christian university, we'll wear multiple hats. So, yes, I'm the chief of staff, chief operating officer, and general counsel for the university.
Oh, my gosh.
Chief of counsel. Which kind of tells me that you're a lawyer.
I am a lawyer.
Okay, but you're much more than that. Brent's also retired.
Retired Army, did 25 years in uniform, yeah.
Lieutenant Colonel?
I was a major. I was up for Lieutenant Colonel, and I had to make that decision of do I stay three more years and try to lock in Lieutenant Colonel, or do I go? I decided, you know what, I'm 43 years old at the time, and I thought this is a good chance to retire and then raise our kids where we want to raise them.
And when people there's two or three definite time frames in the military. You know, after you've done your first enlistment, okay, that's kind of a big one. But when you hit that 8, 10, and 12 year mark in the military, that's a big time for both officers and enlisted, because do I stay in and make it a 20 plus year career, or do I get out and do something else? So
yeah.
that seems to be that 10 and 12 year mark is a big time. And then also, once you've hit your 20, you've got to make some decisions right then too.
Right. And in our case, I hit my 20 right as our girls were 3. We've got twins.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun. And, you know, my wife and I, we both grew up in small towns. In fact, my wife grew up in Red Bluff.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. I said, why did you come back? Tell me your story about Red Bluff. Okay.
Yeah. And that was part of it. We wanted to raise our girls in the way that we'd been raised. Mm-hmm. And, you know, both of us had been in the same small communities from kindergarten all the way through high school. And so for our girls, we knew if we want to get them somewhere as they hit kindergarten age, I'm going to have to retire now in order to do it. So that's what I decided to do.
Living and growing your family in Red Bluff.
We are indeed. Yeah, and it's awesome. We've got grandparents there. My father-in-law is Tractor Dave of Dave's Tractor, south of town. And
love it.
It's just great to be around grandparents, cousins. We have two great-grandmothers as well.
Do the kids say, Grandpa Tractor?
No, but they actually for a while thought that his middle name was Tractor.
Hey,
very well respected within the community.
What were some places you were at while you were in service?
Right. So in my case, I was...
Let's go back further.
Sure.
Where were you from?
Yep. So I am from Montana. I was born and raised in Columbus, Montana.
Columbus.
Yep. Okay. It's a tiny town, less than 2,000 people.
That's a very large town in Montana. It's 2,000 people. Okay, let's just say it out loud.
Yeah. not known for a whole lot, except it is the home of Montana silversmiths, if you're into belt
really?
Buckles and that sort of thing.
Do you know the owners?
Well, I know of the owners.
I was looking
so
for
that
you. I have buckle envy on Linda's Scully's great.
No, I mean that is when you think about that. I would love to know about their story. But anyway, go back. So Columbus,
Montana, 5th generation of my family to grow up cattle ranching in the same county in Montana.
Wow.
Jeez.
And then I became the oddball that it just wasn't really my thing. From the time I was in high school, I really had this strong feeling that I wanted to be a lawyer. And then the question became, well, how am I going to pay for it?
Right.
Because when you are in production agriculture, you are land rich and money poor. And that was the case for my family. And so for me, what I decided was I will join the Army. I'll earn the GI Bill and then I'll go from there. That was the original plan. So I enlisted in the infantry right out of high school, did that for a few years. And then my original plan was to just get out, take the GI Bill and be on my way. But the more I was in it, the more I just really enjoyed the life. And I had the fortunate circumstance to be around a lot of really great officers. And they started to convince me, you know, you should become an officer too. And so I applied for a program called Green to Gold, which is where they take enlisted soldiers that show promise, potential as an officer, and send them to college on a full-ride Green to Gold ROTC scholarship.
Oh, man.
So I returned to Montana, went to Montana State University for my undergraduate on that ROTC scholarship, commissioned as an officer, came back in as a cavalry officer, did that for a few more years. I was an infantry rifle platoon leader, a recon platoon leader, and an anti-tank platoon leader. And then I was selected for the Army's fully funded legal education program. So that's where they take officers who show potential as attorneys, and they take you on a full ride scholarship to the law school of choice. And went to law school.
It's wherever you get admitted into. So I mean, if it's Harvard, it's Harvard. If it's something,
right.
But they give you full pay and allowances while you're going. And,
yes.
And then they pay the, pay your tuition and everything.
Yes. Yep.
We have something in Marine Corps. It's called the Marine Corps Enlisted Commissioning Program, MESEP. And it's the same thing. Outstanding Marines, they'll send to college and let them get their degree. And then they commission them after that.
We have to take a break. This is so good.
Oh.
I know. I just went over last night. It was just
you obviously did okay.
Yeah.
While you were in there.
I'd love to know when you went to college, and I'd love to hear about where you went to law school, but we got more about, more with
we'll
our,
be right back.
Yeah.
Gorman is fighting for parental rights, academic excellence, and education, not ideology. Join his fundraiser Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Dinner, prize drawings, live auction. Cashless and easy. Help us reach more voters and defend our kids' future. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Arthur Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteArthurGorman.com. That's Vote, A-U-T-H-U-R, Gorman.com.
Get ready for a night of pure country gold. A true star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, is coming to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center stage Saturday, September 5th. Sing along to the hits that defined a generation. Tickets start at just $55. Time marches on. Don't let this show pass you by. Get your tickets today. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Grab your boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right. Like a
good morning and welcome to this Friday edition of Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming around the world at kcnrradio.com.
Hey, our guest is Brent Thompson, who is the Chief of Staff, the Chief Operating Officer, and the Lead Counsel at Simpson University. We've been talking about him. Born in a small town in Montana and wanted to be a lawyer, so he enlisted in the Army. And here's the thing, you know, people that, because of family situations and such, they may not have the money, and he wanted to be a lawyer. So he went in to get the GI Bill, essentially, and that would get him his 4 years of college. Well, while he was in there, he's an outstanding soldier, and the Army sent him to college. And then when he came back, he was an outstanding officer, so then they sent him to law school. And then you paid back all the time and everything, and then when you hit your time, it was kids and all that, and time to get out, and you retired. But your wife is also, was she in the Army?
She was, yeah, that's how we met. I was a brand new prosecutor at the time. I was in my second trial ever, and we were prosecuting a nurse out of the hospital at Fort Bliss, Texas. And our main witness was my wife Michelle's very good friend. So we brought her in, and you know, I had her on the stand and the whole thing. But then at night she was going back to Michelle's apartment and giving her kind of a play by play of the day. You know, I took the stand, the prosecutor asked me this, and I said that, and wait a second, I think he's single. And you're single. Oh my gosh, like you should totally meet. So midway through the trial, my co-counsel pulled me aside and said, hey, Audrey, our witness, she's got something that she wants you to know. I'm like, oh no, I'm brand new. I'm pretty sure I've dorked up the trial somehow. And instead it was a post-it note that said, please call my friend. And so, yeah, Michelle was.
Wait a minute. That's got to be against the
law.
That has got to be. No, somewhere in there, this has got to be, I don't know.
She was an expert witness.
One of your witnesses was trying to set you up with a girlfriend.
Expert witness.
I've never heard of that.
She's an expert witness. She was on his side, so it's not like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't like she was trying to buy you.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny that Audrey is her name, but we refer to her as A Harmony instead of E Harmony because A Harmony, she was the matchmaker.
So you two met and hit it off.
Yeah, so my wife, Michelle, she was a airborne ER nurse in the Army. She was one of probably less than a dozen jump qualified in a jump status unit ER nurses.
When I went through jump school, we had, I guess, probably three or four women that went through jump school with us, including one that must have weighed up. She was under the weight limit. She had to be, because we'd have her jump right behind me. I jump first, and she jumped right behind me, and she'd still be the last person on the ground. And she came up with she had riser hickeys, and she had the whole thing, but she made it through. She was a toughie. So your now wife went through the jump school and then was airborne. Nurse.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So her first assignment was at Walter Reed in Washington, D.C. So her first assignment out of nursing school was taking care of all the wounded that were coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay.
And then she went to jump school and then deployed with, at the time it was an airborne medical brigade out of Fort Bragg to Iraq. And so she did a tour in Iraq, came back to Fort Bliss, Texas.
When was she in Iraq? Do you remember?
2010.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so then she came back, and then we met at Fort Bliss, El Paso, Texas. As you know, I was a brand new prosecutor, she was a nurse, and she had already put her papers in to leave the military. She had done her 4+ years at that time.
Okay.
So when she and I met, yeah, she had already made the decision to get out. In fact, I never actually saw her in uniform. I saw her in her scrubs, but I never saw her in her uniform.
Wow.
And then she went off to graduate school, became a nurse practitioner,
now,
and then that's what
wow.
She
now, Brent, did you go through jump school?
I did. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a qualified airborne ranger.
So she couldn't call your leg.
No. In fact, I had more jumps than she did.
So. Okay. No, that was a big thing, and that was a couple of things the women were saying. Oh, yeah, I'm dating this guy, but he's a leg. A leg is a non-jumper. Okay?
A leg is a non-jumper.
So, good. You had to have that. Otherwise, at some point in the marriage, she's going to throw it up at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, your opinion is a leg's opinion.
Whoa! And so she, your wife is from, Red Bluff.
She
grew up in Red Bluff. And that,
there you are.
So now you come back. You've got the twin daughters. And, were they
we won't ask for all that kind of information.
No, I mean, really. No, because that's what brings you here in this area is that, I always like to get back to, like, what brings you to this area and then the passion for what you're doing now with Simpson.
Oh, right. Yeah, and I think it's a great place to raise a family. You know, and for me, coming from Montana, in fact, a lot of my Montana friends gave me a lot of guff about heading out to California, right?
As well they should. As well they should.
Yep. But as I told them, I said, you know, the Red Bluff, reading it, the North State is more Montana than Montana.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, it is.
I still get the topography. I have the ability to look out and see Mount Shasta, Mount Lassen, that sort of thing. And that's important to me. You know, I love to see mountains, but also, yeah, just a great small town feel.
I tell you what, my partner and I have some cattle. So, we'll be glad to have you come on out and do preg checks. when we're castrated, you can come on out and help us do all that. If you're missing it.
I am not.
Okay. So what brought you to, were you making your mind up about coming back here or because you were going to go to work for Simpson? Was it at the same time or you decided you want to come here and then Simpson happened?
Right. So Simpson was not on the radar when I decided to retire. In fact, so my last duty station was Okinawa, Japan. Which is, heavily Marine Corps, run, but there's a small Army post there on Torrey Station. So there is.
It's a nice little station there, and we let you all, Did you ever go down to Four Corners?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, because I don't know if you would have still had your commission at the end of it. So, no, Okinawa.
Right,
I was in Okinawa twice, of course. If you're a Marine, you're going to cycle through Okinawa. It was some of the best, scuba diving.
Anywhere
so that was
I've
your last
been.
Post.
It was my last post. I talked to the elder twin. She's older by 15 minutes, but she's the elder in every way. And so I said, Eleanor, what should Daddy do when he retires? Because I was wrestling with this a little bit. You know, there's a loss of identity that comes with after 25 years in uniform. It's all I'd ever known my entire adult life.
Yeah.
And so, what should Daddy do? And she said, I think you should just be a guy. And so I thought, maybe I will,
the mouth of a babe.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I'll putter around the place. I'll have a cup of coffee and, I'll take care of projects and be involved in the community or whatever. And that's what I'll do. And that's good for a while, if you come off of active duty, it's nice to take your foot off the gas. But then, you start having those questions of, I'm 43 years old and I'm retired. There's a lot more life to live. What more can I do, right? And in my case, I'm a man of faith. And so I thought, what can I do for God's kingdom? And so the idea that, there's a Christian university that's up the road. How can I, maybe help out in some way? And so I just reached out to them and I started volunteering with their pre-law society. So within their political science department, Dr. Ryan Brasher, who leads that, he had some students who were interested in becoming lawyers. And so I would just volunteer and help out. And part of it was using my connections with different judges and lawyers that I knew in the community to bring them in and just talk to the students about the various facets of a legal career. And so that was the plan. And then after a while, Dr. Brasher asked if I would like to be an adjunct, start teaching a few classes. Mm. So I did. I taught criminal law for a couple semesters, administration of justice, and then the chief operating officer position came open. And I saw it across my desk, and I didn't pay any more attention to it. But then the executive recruiter for the position actually reached out to me and said, I think you should give this a closer look. And so I did, and I started to think, they're looking for somebody who's got experience with law, who knows operations, leadership, strategy, somebody who can make staff systems work together, and I've got that skill set. And yeah, let me put those things together and see how it turns out. So went through 5 different interviews, including an all-day interview with all these various stakeholders on campus, and at the end of that kind of whirlwind, I ended up as the next chief of staff and chief operating officer at Simpson.
Wow, that's a great story. So when we come back from the break, we're going to find out what exactly does that mean.
Yeah, what's going on
and
at
like,
Simpson?
And what do you do? Yeah.
We've got a twofer this month on Simpson, and because I'm trying to get Brent on, and we met and hit it off. And I think I'm going to get Dr. Hall here in a week or two to catch up everything, because there are so many great things going on at Simpson. And if
the evolution,
even though Simpson is Redding's hometown university, it's still a lot of people don't know everything that's going on out there. And it's and so I'm between you and Dr. Hall, we should be able to cover a lot of that stuff
for sure.
The Redding Heating and Air is hosting its annual backpack drive, and that's going to be tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be at their offices down at 840 Commerce Street, which is between Hilltop and Larkspur. And they're giving away backpacks, free backpacks with all the essential school supplies for all children, free water bottles, free haircuts for the kids. They're going to have bounce houses and water slides and face painting and free food and refreshments. And they do this because Eric Kriswicki came up with not all the advantages. And he remembers going to school and not having some of this stuff. And he believes to the bottom of his heart, a child goes to school, on opening day, if he's got his pens and pencils and he's got all the stuff you need for school, it gives them confidence and they're going to be able to do better. So he and his wife do this. And last year they gave away 350 backpacks. This year they're looking to give away around 500.
That's incredible.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the twins started second grade just yesterday. And so
yesterday, you know, it's school's back.
School's back in session. It's just fresh in my mind.
The thing is when I went to school, yeah, I know where we're, but when I went to school, everything was there.
Yeah.
Paper, pencils, they're sitting on your desk. And now teachers going out and having to buy it, and they give a list of everything they need to the parents, beforehand. Well, Eric and his bride are helping with that, with these backpacks. Okay, we'll be right back.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fee. For all the details or to snag your tickets, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Now, we are under heat advisory. Wanted to remind you once again, sunny and hot today with 107, and tomorrow, this weekend, will be 108 on Saturday and Sunday. That constitutes heat advisory. So as you're driving around and thinking about how you're planning your day, realize that. Maxwell Insurance brings us this portion of the show. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, your one-stop insurance shop. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, always helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Head on up if you want to know anything about what to do with your 401k, what the stuff is going on with Medicare and Medicaid, and, you know, there's all kinds of...
Insurance, your medical insurance, your homeowner's insurance, and, yeah, what about your 401k?
Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to First Credit Union, you can give them a call at 530-221-0441 or go to MaxwellIF.com and find out all the things that you could possibly need before going in and reaching out.
And our guest today is Brent Thompson, who is the chief of staff and the chief operating officer and the lead counsel out at Simpson University. And we spent the first half of the show just learning about him, where he came from, a very distinguished career. So the Simpson University continues to expand. I mean, as we speak. What do you want people to know about Simpson University?
Well, I think what I'd do first is probably set some context, which is across the United States, small liberal arts colleges and universities are dying. It's sad but true. Probably 100 to 150 have either closed or merged in the last decade. And, you know, it's part of changing trends in American life. There's also demographic trends, like the birth rate dropped after the economic collapse in 2008, and it just hasn't rebounded since. So there's, you know, fewer people means fewer people going to college, that sort of thing. So in the face of that, Simpson is going the other direction, and it's so incredible to see. Our enrollment, we hit a record this last fall. We are on track to break that record again this fall. We are over 1,000 students for the first time since 2003. Since 2018, our traditional undergraduate enrollment is up 73%. And so it's just an incredible, exciting time to see in the face of so many challenges, a small university up here in the North State doing so well.
And, you know, the thing about it, too, is when you see all these universities and colleges shutting down, they're not all private ones, and for sure they're not all Christian. They're a variety, larger ones, and they just can't make it. And you all ought to hold seminars for small colleges about how do we get more people in here, you know, but maybe you don't want to share that. I'm just kidding.
No, I will share our secret sauce, I think, okay. Which we've got a few. One is being a Christian university, as we are, and being unapologetic about it.
No, there's no secret.
Right. Yeah.
It isn't like you sign up and all of a sudden you find out, what do you mean I can't do this?
Right. And so for us, you know, it really is missional. And I mean that in terms of developing these students in their mind, their faith, their character. And doing that to set them a foundation for a lifetime of meaningful work and service. So that's important to us, and that's a quality that you might not get at other universities. And then another is just the very smart decision in 1989 to move the university to Reading. You know, talk about a great setting, the adventure capital, really. And so that's something that sets us apart as well, that if you're a young student graduating high school and you want to be in a place where you can get out and about and climb some mountains and raft some rivers, you know, what better place than Redding, California to do that? So we think we've got a couple of distinctives that really set us apart from other schools that are out there. And then, you know, just in terms of if you look at California, there are only three universities north of Sacramento. There's Chico, Humboldt, and us that do your four-year, you know, in-residence sort of degrees. So, you know, those are a couple of the advantages that we have.
I'm on your site, and there, you know, you can look up anybody, encourage anyone to go to the undergraduate majors, graduate studies, the Aspire degree completion, theological seminary, and nursing, just what would you say is the newest addition that would be news for our listeners?
Well, in terms of newest addition, and I'm pretty excited about this, it's in the business and technology and engineering space. So on the university campus, we are building a new, we call it the BTEB, the Business, Technology, and Engineering Building. Brand new. It is $9.6 million. Part of my portfolio is making sure this thing gets done on time, under budget, and the whole deal. And it looks like we are set to cut the ribbon at that at homecoming this year, which is pretty exciting. But that is going to be state-of-the-art engineering space as well as, you know, business and technology. And those are the majors that we are finding that students are really gravitating towards these days. You know, there's no underwater basket weaving here. This is all about skills, especially skills that are needed in the North State. And in addition, something that's close to my heart, of course, is that same building will also house the largest veterans and military student service center north of Sacramento, and one of the largest and will be the newest in the state. So I'm very excited about that as well.
Thank you, Senator and Mrs. Johannesson.
For sure.
They really leaned into that. Yeah, it's a beautiful building. And, you know, but you have, you know, Simpson University also has their nursing program is top rated.
It's pretty incredible. They punch well above their weight class.
Yeah. And when you look at the, you know, people come in, like, EMTs come in to work and work on with your, I don't know what you call them, your mannequins, your, the ones that are in the, what do you call those?
They are called mannequins. Okay, they are mannequins. Pretty impressive. We've got mannequins that are incredibly realistic and can do almost anything a human body can do and allow the students to learn on it.
So they go up to it, and the mannequin will start exhibiting medical problems. And so the students are working on it, and then because it's on a computer and it's being watched, they can start adding things. So, I mean, you can have 5, 6, 7, medical problems happening at the same time. And where the students have to work on these mannequins. And then they make noise and are screaming and all that kind of stuff. The training site is phenomenal.
Yes, yeah. It is. We spent over $500,000 on state-of-the-art mannequins just last year alone. And the results are there as well. So Simpson University, it depends on you know, what ranking service you look at. But the nursing school was ranked number 3 in the state of California this last year by one of the ranking sites and 10 by another one of the ranking sites. So when you consider all of the California State, the CUs, the UCs, the CSUs, and the fact that Little Simpson University is right up in there, they have a 99% NCLEX pass rate. That's the gating exam that gets you into registered nursing. 99%, that's pretty incredible. And a 100% job placement rate. So our nursing school, I couldn't be more proud of the work that they're doing.
No, it's outstanding. We're going to take a quick break here. And by the way, I'm reading your email you sent me yesterday afternoon at 4:55, asking me about the time and place. And I obviously did not see that.
As a good military man, I'm like, yeah. I'll just show up early.
Yeah, you did.
You showed up right on time. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Stone cutting, jewelry design, watch repair. They have it all there, plus an amazing selection of jewelry at very fair prices, everything from estate jewelry to Opon and everything you can think of. And again, at very fair prices. This is the only place Linda goes to shop for jewelry, and that says a lot. They have won Best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, been in the business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, just good people down there. And open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. And we'll be right back with Brent Thompson, the Chief of Staff and Chief Operating Officer up at Simpson University.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good, and we'll all be feeling fine.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXD-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years, providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Meng is with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the date, then call Josh Barker, Real Estate.
Hey, all my friends in Redding and Shasta County. It's your friend Gary Lavox here of Rascal Flats. And the best part about touring is seeing amazing places like Redding or Shasta County. Fantastic people like my friend Josh Barker and Josh Barker Real Estate. The price is always right with Josh Barker because I think he's related to Bob Barker. Ha! See what I did there? Seriously, though, Josh offers more options than anyone else, and he can prove it. See for yourself at his website and check out his hundreds of five-star reviews. Josh Barker Real Estate helped over 9,000 families buy or sell a home just like yours. Josh Barker Real Estate only hires full-time experienced agents to work with you every step of the way. So remember,
sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the date, then call Josh Barker Real Estate.
Age has its perks, and at Wind River Resort and Casino, Wednesdays are all about you. Calling all players 50 and better. Join us every Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Nifty 50 Plus Senior Day. Earn 5 times the points while using your free River Club card on your favorite slot machine. Just check in at the River Club and you're all set. Why earn points? You can build up free slot play, free prizes, and more. For more information, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl and Bot. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. It's hot out there. So what happens? You turn on your air conditioning, you're driving, and all of a sudden, ding! Get a little crack in your windshield, maybe. Or how about that chip that was there? All of a sudden starts spreading. Why don't you have an expert take a look at this? Because Jeff can fix your windshield, whether it's a small chip or cracks up to 2 feet in length. And then he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. When you bring your vehicle down there, it just doesn't stand out there in the parking lot. Nope, he takes it into a climate-controlled area, fixes it. And he's been doing this for like 30 years. I mean, there's nothing the Windshield Whisperer doesn't know about. He doesn't call himself the Windshield Whisperer, by the way. I do. He's probably embarrassed by it. I don't care, Jeff. You are the Windshield Whisperer. And he puts it in a climate-controlled area. He fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. What if you're not sure? You want to be driving down the road and have it all of a sudden crack? How about a free inspection and analysis? Just bring your windshield by. You know, it's usually your vehicle.
Right.
I've seen fixing RVs out there, those huge windshields.
Right.
Bring them down to 3208 South Mark Street. Give Jeff a call.
A veteran-owned business.
530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and as Linda said, a veteran-owned business.
Yeah, you can see here, Brent, that we have a heart for veterans.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Hey, our guest is Brent Thompson, who is the chief of staff and chief operating officer and lead counsel out Simpson University. He's got a amazing story that we got into. I mean, this, what he achieved in the Army. I mean, maybe he didn't plant the flag on the top of Suribachi, but the work and what he achieved in the Army was just spectacular. I mean, I don't know how the Army works. Maybe they send everybody to law school, but I doubt it. And so when you finished up in Okinawa, you came back, and then, long story, but he's here at Simpson, and you're obviously very proud of it.
Yeah, and just backing up a little bit on the military side, so I talked to my colonel, who was my mentor. I was the colonel's driver when I was a E4.
Doesn't hurt.
Yep. And I told him, I said, I feel a little bit guilty having had college fully paid for and law school fully paid for. And he looked at me and he said, Brent, the Army is not a welfare state. They are investing in you because they're expecting returns out of you. So hopefully I was able to do that for them.
We get selected to go to school. We get selected to go to school for a reason. And I'm not talking law school. It could be like amphib warfare school or different academies we go to. They sent me to get my master's. The Marine Corps did. And, they expect you to come back and add and bring that new level of expertise in. You're competing with everybody to get these spots. And then once you're there, you've got to maintain because you're an officer at these. And to me, going to law school and you're an officer in the Army, I mean, you have to set the bar higher than your fellow students. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And you know that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. We got like about 7 minutes left. Went right through here.
Mm.
and we talked cattle business during the break. Your dad just said he'd had it. You just came back from your dad's 80th birthday.
Yeah.
And last year he'd had it. That's it, or the year before. sells all of his cattle. But the prices are so good. What'd he do?
Went right back in.
Bought a bunch of yearlings, probably. Yep. And he's back in the cattle business. With the time left, where do you see Simpson going to? Now, Dr. Hall, I think we're going to, like I said, I think we're getting him in this month. And I always love to have him in because this man, I was there when he came in. I mean, I was there for the last couple, three presidents at Simpson. The changes this man has done,
mm-hmm.
and he just signed a new contract.
He did, 7 years.
Now, well, that's I good. Tell you what,
yay.
He has not slowed down
nope.
since that he hit the ground running. And the first thing he did was he wanted to grow the athletic side. So, what was the first sport? It was bass fishing. And I tell you what, the group at the Citizens Advisory Committee. Or whatever we're called, we all looked at each other when we heard this. Well, we didn't know Dr. Hall. So now we've got one of the best bass fishing teams in the United States right here, and they've got sponsorship from Black Bear Diner, I think.
Yes, Black Bear Diner and Bridgeford Foods.
Bridgeford Foods.
Big food producer.
Well, jerky and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And, well, we know the guy that founded it, and I guess he's their president of their board now. And,
so what are the big changes that from the inside?
But he is a bass fisherman. And so he's a very smart guy. He just does not throw money away.
Right.
So he obviously saw something
right
there.
Yeah. So something that's pretty cool, I think, is that my kids go to Bend Elementary School, which is north of Red Bluff. It's a little area called the Bend out there, little country school. And there's a bass pond just down the road. It's in the Bureau of Land Management land. There's about 17,000 acres of BLM land out there.
It's a good riding area.
Yeah, great riding area.
A lot of people ride out there.
So every year on the Friday before their spring break, the entire elementary school gets out and does a fishing trip. So parents and their kids all gather around the bass pond and, fish don't really catch much of anything, especially when you've got kindergartners running laps around the pond and that sort of thing. But this year I brought the Simpson bass team down there. They had their bass boat. Obviously you can't put the boat on the pond, too small for that, but it was just kind of fun to have them there, talk to the kids, help them put the bait on their hooks and tell them the best parts of the pond and that sort of thing, and give out some Bridgeford snacks. So it was a lot of fun to have the Simpson bass team at the bass fishing day.
Jacob Green.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jacob.
He was one of my students when I was a teacher.
Well, he also announces all of our sports, whether it's football or baseball. What a fine young man he is. And I think he's applying for out there at Simpson for a position, I think. But he's just a fine young man. If the rest of them are like him, they're just.
No, that's impressive. When I was teaching as an adjunct, that was one of my takeaways. Was I was like,
well, he's graduated now.
Yeah, so. He has graduated, but he was one of my students when I was an adjunct.
Yeah.
And I was like, the caliber of students that I have here just blew me away.
Would you say that? We look for Simpson to continue the growth. Dr. Hall is one of the leads on the idea of a medical school out here. Simpson provides. I don't know if you have the numbers, but I think I heard something like $50 million. Is that correct? Into the economy up here?
Well, and that was based off of an old study.
Yeah.
So I would be intrigued to see where we're at these days. But, yes, and a huge economic impact people maybe not realize. But, that little university in your backyard is producing a lot of impact for the local community.
You've got 1,000 students out there,
mm-hmm.
and you buy local and all these kind of things. So it does have a huge impact on our community. And, that needs to be a story someplace.
Right.
And not just the fact it's a great university and, your nursing group cadre gets 100%, and you're training people, education, teachers, college there that does a lot. But Simpson has a huge impact in this community, but people don't know it unless, listen to the show or listen to you because you're out there, but you don't really beat your drum like, look at us. And that's cool too.
Right. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, there's a lot to be said for doing good work and letting those results speak for themselves. We want to beat the drum a little bit, too, but not in a cocky sort of way. But, yeah, we are very proud of where we're at and what we're doing for the North State.
Can we announce the October 31st?
Yes.
Because that's open to the
yes,
public.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Gary Sinise. Gary Sinise, and of course he'll always be identified with Forrest Gump as Lieutenant Dan, and he's going to be out here as a guest speaker. Is it a luncheon or is it a evening dinner?
It's an evening dinner. Unfortunately, it happens. It's October 31st, so that is Halloween night, but. Okay. That's
when you can get it.
That's when we could get it. Right. And we're like, we will take Gary Sinise anytime.
Yeah,
we can.
Right.
Linda and I are going to be there, and we're going to invite our friends. And because I want to hear what he has to say. He seems like a very admirable person.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I was telling you during the break, when I was stationed in Okinawa during COVID, we were kind of isolated, and yet the Gary Sinise Foundation was sending lunch to the troops over there. You know, every other month or so, we had a lunch that was hosted by the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Man.
So I will always have a special place in my heart for what he's
fantastic.
Done for military and veterans.
Yeah. We've run out of time, Brent. Thank you so much for coming in today.
From Simpson College.
And, I mean, just what
University.
From the Chief Operating Officer, the Chief of Staff, and the Lead Counsel. Did you just get back from Montana?
We went to Utah, actually.
Oh, Utah. You know,
but for my dad's 80th birthday, we decided there's a theme park there at Salt Lake City. It's called Lagoon. It's kind of a Six Flags sort of thing. So
everybody meant there.
Yeah, we asked my dad, what do you want for your 80th birthday? And he said, I just want to see my grandkids be happy.
Aww. So
there you go.
We did an amusement park, zoo, aquarium, and he got to see his grandkids with smiles on their faces.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We got to run. Hey, Heather Hadwick, Assemblywoman Hadwick, is going to be calling us right after the news. So,
excellent.
We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Certain foreign diplomats and members of designated terrorist groups. Willie Nelson, the White House.
Republican Lisa Murkowski comes out against Attorney General nominee Todd Blanche. It narrows his chances of winning Senate confirmation.
The Alaska senator said in a statement that she is concerned that President Trump's administration could proceed with its proposed fund to compensate protesters who participated in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, even though Blanche has pledged to shelve the idea. Murkowski said Friday the Senate has leverage over the fund that President Trump wants only because Blanche's nomination is pending. Murkowski says that leverage could be gone if Blanche is confirmed. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
An appeals court has ruled that President Trump must seek approval from Congress to build his proposed White House ballroom, saying the construction must stop. The U.S. Court of Appeals, siding with historic preservationists who had sued to stop the construction, the court says it will stay its own ruling for 2 weeks, this to allow the administration to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher this hour. The Dow is up 151 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is trading 281 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
Along with bombing the homes of Ukrainian civilians, now Russia is seizing the properties of those whose houses still stand in regions occupied by the Russians.
Using official documents, we identified more than 34,000 homes which are in the process of being seized. Many of them belong to Ukrainians who have fled the fighting. The practice has been endorsed by the Russian President Vladimir Putin, who signed a law formalizing the scheme late last year. To try to get their property back, Ukrainians are required to obtain a Russian passport and to return to occupied Ukraine in person to prove their ownership within 30 days. Ukrainians we spoke to said this was neither safe nor possible. The Russian government said the scheme managed properties whose owners could not be identified or contacted while providing compensation should lawful owners come forward.
The BBC's Olga Robinson. China reports exports slowed slightly in July from the month before. News and analysis at townhall.com. Meta's AI model has done it again.
Meta said that one of its artificial intelligence models accessed the Internet on its own and hacked another company, the latest in a series of disclosures about AI models going rogue. In recent weeks, OpenAI and Anthropic have also described instances of AI models going beyond human instructions to access the web and find ways around other companies' digital security. Meta said in a statement that a misconfiguration during cybersecurity testing by a regular and independent company hired by Meta inadvertently allowed one of its models to access the Internet. The disclosure has added to worries about AI models acting autonomously. Keith Peters reporting.
The Justice Department says it has received a Senate committee's contempt referral for Dr. Anthony Fauci, is reviewing it, and will work with the Senate accordingly. The Homeland Security Committee has voted to hold Fauci in contempt of Congress. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide on KCNRradio.com. Today, the 7th of August, we're here Friday. 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Alex is with us.
Good morning.
It's National Purple Heart Day.
Exactly. And Water Balloon Day.
And Water Balloon Day. I've got the best water balloon story in the world that not even going to talk about it.
Build it up and
yank
the rug.
It was probably the largest water balloon fight in history that I was involved in when I was in college.
Oh, my goodness.
It covered the whole campus. It blocked traffic between Spokane and Seattle. Someday I will talk about it.
Okay.
But anyway, Linda's here with the weather. And,
yeah, good
and
morning,
Assembly
everybody.
Woman Heather Hadwick's on the line. We're going to get to you in a heartbeat.
We are under heat advisory for our listeners this morning. Please take heed. It's going to be 107 today, overnight lows of 75. Tomorrow is calling for even
the lows tonight are 75.
75 is the overnight low. 108 tomorrow.
Wow.
And Sunday, 108. And Monday, 103. And then we start to come back down into the lower hundreds. But we are under that heat advisory for the next 3 days. So take heed. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793.
Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they are some good people, the Kinney family. And on the line here is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, and you are at a conference right now. Or is it a conference or what there, Heather?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am at a technology caucus summit.
Oh, caucus.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, thanks for taking time.
Yes.
You know
absolutely.
What? I always count on Congressman Lumhoff, and I love that man. I was always checking with his people because we were never sure where Doug was at. And
right.
He would call us from airports. He'd call us. You could hear that big, he had that muscle car. Couple of them, and he'd be driving down the road, and you could hear that engine. You knew he was pounding it down the road, but he'd call him. But I was always checking on it. Where's the congressman? But Heather, you are always there. I always know that you're going to be calling in on the first Friday of each month, and we surely appreciate that.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm very blessed today. It's in Napa, so I truly can't complain.
Well, what's the technology conference?
I actually joined it because I want everybody to learn about rural, and one of my colleagues here is from Silicon Valley, and he started the same time as me, and And I was like, well, why don't you come be in the rural caucus with me and, you know, and learn about rural and being a country boy kind of thing, you know? And he was like, well, you need to come do tech caucus. And at first I said no. And then I was like, well, if I want them to learn about all our stuff and how different the way we live is, I need to learn about theirs. So I joined it, and it's actually been really good because it's fascinating to see. I mean, we're, you know, the state of innovation, and you can't even keep up. We meet once a month and have, like, presenters for a couple hours and just learn. And then we have this summit that we come for a couple days, and they actually started at 7 this morning. And we go for, I don't know, 8 hours and have presentation after presentation. Yesterday was on Meta glasses and the Meta folks and Amazon and JP Morgan. And so it's just, we're learning a lot of AI focus this year.
I was going to ask you if that was it. You know, we have a regular show on AI once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. The guy we have on, Marty Mosley, is just an expert, local guy here. But how AI is touching us, whether you want it to or not, AI is touching us at all levels.
Yeah.
So.
It is. Yeah. And right now, it's the economic driver for our state. Like, it's what saved us last year from the deficit and this year, truly. So it's, you know, something we need to know more about, and it's a very complex sector, and I'm old, so.
It's hard.
Okay, teach me. Because I feel like our kids know more than us,
right?
You know, and they do certain things.
I mean, it's because they've been raised with it, and we have to play catch up.
Yeah. So it's been really good. There's actually, they have a record number of members. There's 44 members and senators here, and the speakers here, and they've never had a speaker come to a summit, a sitting speaker. So it's pretty impressive group of people, and it's always good to get out of the Capitol and build relationships and get to know each other a little more.
Does the building of relationships is so important because of the situation down in Sacramento? Because of the, you know, the fact that the vast majority of them have never seen a cow outside a zoo. They don't live, well, fire has touched them now, so they're more aware of fire and fire danger and what to do it. But there's, I imagine their level of knowing about rural life, you know, north of Sacramento is probably not that much.
No, the urban versus rural divide, I think, is our biggest challenge. Like, the parties are always going to be there, but the city versus country is, it's so heavy. So there's 80 of us in the assembly, and I would say 60 to 70 are, like, really, really urban, metropolitan, Bay Area, L.A., and then there's a handful in there that are, like, Sacramento and the Central Valley, and then me.
And me
with 11 counties. But I do like that people are fascinated by it. So even, like, the representatives of companies here and my colleagues, like, I spent all of breakfast talking to our table about predators because they were just like, that's one of your biggest issues. And I said, So they learned all about bears and lions and wolves and, you know, but they're fascinated by it because it's so polar opposite of how they live. Like, it's, you know, it's just not their everyday. And then, unfortunately, some of those things are our everyday. And then, on the other hand, we're blessed because we get to live in the most beautiful part of the state and not have traffic.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the traffic here is driving from one spot to another, from Bernie down to, from Bernie to Redding to go to Costco.
Or construction. I always say the only traffic we have is construction or somebody moving cows.
Yeah, right. We're helping the road because they're moving 50 cattle across the across the pavement here. I know it's got to be the hardest thing.
I would think so too. Where it's almost as if you're in two different countries. Like, and this is your chance to get to know, like, what are their concerns and their worries from where their counties, besides traffic, that affect them differently than, like, what are you talking about, wolves and predators? Are you kidding? We have coyotes, but maybe that's it.
Yeah, yeah. And it is, like, I need them to care, you know, just like, and I need to care about theirs.
Right.
So, and
that was a good question, Linda. I mean, I tell you what, let's do an early break. And we come back. What have you learned about their concerns that you kind of go, you know, when you talk wolves, they go, wow. What do they say? Do you go, wow, you know, that, you know, we don't face up here, but there are large problems from them. I've never asked that. We've never asked that question. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Looking for big wins and high-stakes excitement? Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. We're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special. Life-changing jackpots are waiting. Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan-favorite paper-only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game. The prize pool just keeps growing until somebody hits it big. So grab your jobbers and bring your lucky charm. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls the state alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce. Local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday edition of Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on the phone with Heather Hadwick, who is on a special location in a meeting
in Napa Valley. In Napa.
Well, I mean, you know, they still have.
Of course, you could be
important meetings there.
Yeah, I mean, you could have had the meeting in Death Valley.
Right.
And, no. Speaking it's way of, too hot there.
Wait a minute. Would you go to that one?
I would go for this. For tech caucus, yeah.
Okay, you learn
a lot.
So when we took a break, we were talking about the fact that, okay, you want to have these people, your constituents, care about what's happening in the North State and some of the threats and what we experience in the North State.
And so, but we've never asked, what do you learn about them, the things that really worry them? I mean, we know we got predators and rural medical problems and all that, but what do you learn from them that you go, wow?
Yeah, so my colleagues and I live very different lives. I tell them that a lot. And they have, you know, you think money would fix all the problems, you know, right? They have bigger tax bases, lots of funding, and they have really similar problems to us. There's a lot. They're, you know, they have a doctor shortage and, like, medical staff shortage just like us. They have housing problems. You know, ours look a little different from the rural perspective. You know, we don't have enough builders, enough contractors in a lot of my district. They don't have enough land, you know, and space. So they're building up. We're just begging somebody to come give us an estimate of, you know, to drive 3 hours and get an estimate. But I think some of the biggest, factor, that I've learned from them, My assembly member Patrick Ahrens and I have worked on like funding for Head Start and fighting for that together. He represents Santa Clara in the Silicon Valley. He's one of the chairs of the tech caucus here. So he has all these tech companies, you know, they have lots of funding, and he also represents the 49ers stadium. So, has these, you know, giant NFL team that brings 20,000, 30,000 people. He hosted the Super Bowl there this year. And, you know, for us to have an event that brings in 30,000 more people or 50,000 more people would be pretty far off in our district, you know? So just that, the massive economic drive from that, you know, and how that works, but they also have to have all that infrastructure. They have to make sure their power grid will work, their sewer system will work, they have enough restaurants, they have enough hotel rooms, it's been really, and security and law enforcement and, you know, how all that, you know, just the ripple effect of that, you know, and we do that on a much smaller scale, but it's crazy because I tell them all the time, I'm like, you have events that have more people than some of my counties all put together. Like the whole county.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have Alpine County. Yeah, Alpine County only has 1,200 people. You know, the county I live in, Modoc, only has 8,000 people. They have events all the time that have over 8,000 people, you know? So,
We discussed a little bit during the break. Do they ever worry about the San Andreas Fault? Because it's been in the news lately. That, you know, and they're well past the date that they should have had something. But do they worry about natural disasters like that? Or is that just...
Absolutely, yes. And they probably worry more even so than us for, you know, fire or whatever. Because they have such massive amounts of people and the hysteria that happens.
The San Andreas Fault, where we're looking at, you know, some of the talking about the big one and what would happen if that 7.5 or even 8 hit. The other thing that is in the also breaking in the news is that Lake Mead hits record low. So if that... Did we don't get snow melt, then that means that, you know, are they talking about water concerns? What do you, you know, that may somehow affect water from us going to elsewhere? I mean, are these conversations that are happening this week?
Yes. So they talk about water a lot. Water, fire, earthquakes, actually, they do talk about quite a bit. I think that's why we have so many strict building codes, and then they, you know, they want to be prepared. I don't know that we're, like, proactive enough on any of that stuff, especially water, right? Or we'd have sites reservoir and all these other storage options. There's a lot of talking in Sacramento. That's what I've noticed. Not a lot of, like, action and actually, like, getting stuff done, which is very frustrating because I think in rural communities, that's our thing, right? We see a problem, we go in, we figure out how to fix it, and we make it happen. And that it's a very slow and somewhat painful process in California because we like to do things the hard way.
Yeah. And, well, I just, you know, we don't think about the things, you know, I think, you know, the fire, we've always think about fire up here. You don't really think about fire in urban areas until, you know, the terrible fires they had down there in Southern California wiped out that whole area. I'm trying to remember the name of it right now.
Palisades,
thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, and then all of a sudden, they're having the problems with the insurance. They're having the problems with the rebuilding. They're just, you know, all of these things that we've been facing for years is now in their lap. So
and unfortunately we're the experts, right? We've been doing this for so long and living with it, and I hate that had to happen in LA for people to really pay attention, but it really did change the conversation in Sacramento because it made it real, right? I always tell people you can't unfeel what, you know, the fear, and you can't unsee the devastation, and until you have that like connection with fire and how devastating it really is, you think that's just something that happens up in Northern California or in the West or what, you know, it's not you and your family and your constituents and your friends, you know, your businesses. But they're still fighting through the recovery process. I talk about it all the time that their recovery process is so much faster than ours. You know, they've had so much more support and $2.5 billion to help rebuild and all these things. I'm like, you guys cannot complain. Like, they have more houses built in L.A. than we have in Greenville from the Dixie Fire. You know, and that was, what, 6 years ago? Like,
and yet they're still having problems.
They are, yeah. I just wish we could tie it to being proactive and the fuels mitigation. Because that's the only part we can control is the fuel load. We can't control the weather. We can't control, you know, the rest, but we can control the fuel load. So if we can get in there and thin some of the forests and we'll get in there and log, you know, not only do we have our economy back, but we have a healthy forest that's, you know, gonna be here for the next generation, because right now I don't know what they're gonna have.
Well, that was the question I was gonna ask next. Mitigation. Are they starting to, I mean, do they realize it now that we have to be so proactive, or is there any movement forward to start thinning, taking out brush, thinning some of the real, you know, the bad areas?
No, unfortunately. And we have the lowest budget we've ever had for fuel projects. You know, Cal Fire gives out a lot of grants, and Cal Fire's got really short, they've been very short-sighted, in my opinion, on what their budget should be for Cal Fire and for those fuels projects. Which is going to really hurt our district. They have a new wildfire plan that they put out, and it's not going to be great. It just got released this week, and I'm still reading it over it all because it's a lot of pages of information that's is very frustrating to read. trying to absorb it and what they're going to do. You know, they're putting a lot more on the insurance companies, which is going to in turn make insurance be more expensive, and just a lot of programs that are going to cost a lot of money that are not really going to help the bulk of the problem, and it's going to come back to Californians. That's who's going to end up paying for it, and it's just it's not a priority in the budget. I wish it was. They talk like they want it to be a priority in the budget, but then when we get the budget, the actions don't follow that talk.
Well, and yet we still send, a billion a year for the train?
Yes.
The rest of the country, you know, they laugh at us for a variety of reasons, and they're all well-earned here in California.
But I think the, you know, the train to nowhere is something that everybody looks at and can't figure out, are we that stupid?
Yeah, we just had a presentation on it, and they told us there will never be enough money to fund it, to complete it. It will not happen, but at what point do we take our ball and go home, right?
Like, well, wait a minute, if they're saying it'll never be done, and that's the presentation, why doesn't somebody say, well, look, why don't we take that billion and put it in some other thing?
We've been saying that for a while.
Well, I know you have, but who's the one that makes the final decision on that? The governor?
The supermajority. They get to decide. So, but, I mean, that's then the governor and leadership is going to have to say, we aren't going to be able to do this and own it and move on and put that money towards something else, you know?
I mean, they could do it because unless there's a sea change here, and we always hope there is, it doesn't make any difference. They're still going to get reelected and just say, oh, by the way, we just wasted $123 billion on something that we knew from the beginning was a lie, you know.
Yeah.
And just take your semi smack to the face and then it'll just go away. It'll just go away.
I feel like we're not good at that. We don't, we don't track enough in the state. Or maybe they do, and I just don't get to see it. I don't know. But we don't track what works, what actually works. Like, you know, and then we're not good about saying, okay, that didn't work. Let's try something else, you know. So we need to be better about that because there has to be some accountability. And we need to know so that we can tweak it. But it also, they do all these blanket mandate things that, you know, they give the money for whatever program, and it has to be all distributed the same throughout the entire state, where our district's so different. Like, I wish they would just give it more at a local level and local, you know, local control, because what works in Modoc County might not work in Marin County or L.A., you know? And so, but, you know, we could talk for an hour just about that.
Hey, we're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, who's at a tech conference right now, and tech touches all of us, and a lot of it's AI. So, the more that we learn about this, the better we can use it and control it. But we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the new Submarama location, founded in 1960, and they've been in that same location since 1967. I found them in 2007 when I moved to Reading, and never been to another barbershop. It's great haircuts, great people down there. It's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478 or using Booksy. Just go to Reading on Booksy and Cypress Square Barbershop, and they'll send you an email that day or a text that says, got a haircut today. Like I said, never had a bad haircut. It's man's last stronghold, and every haircut's American-made. At Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the H. A. Fernandez factory. This stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot.
We are under heat advisory. Just
yeah,
want to tell everybody.
It's going to be 108 today. It's only going to go down to 75 tonight. I mean, it's still a 30 degree plus, but still, it's, you know, it's a little bit warmer tonight
and throughout the weekend. 108 on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, make sure you hydrate. And something else that I tell people, because I read about it, that it could be homeless, it could be anybody, that collapsed on the sidewalk and got very severe burns from the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Sidewalks, you know, 130 degrees. And so if you see somebody out there, let's reach out. Go over, and if they're having problems there, you need to call 911.
It's 8:36 in the morning, and we're at 80 degrees right now.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, and we're learning all types of great things here. Did you see, of course, we're active in the cattle business up here in the North State. And people are starting to make some money, as hard as that is to do in the cattle industry. I just saw where they've opened up the Mexican border again for cattle because they've got this, quote, got the screwworm crisis under control. Did you see that? I just saw that yesterday.
Yeah. I hope they do, because it'll cripple us.
Yeah.
The cattle prices are great right now. Like we've actually hit broke some records this year. But we also have a global shortage, in our cattle herd numbers. So, and they say, I think it's 2035, it's supposed to hit its peak of, that it'll be the lowest and we won't be able to keep up. So it's 2035.
Really?
Yeah. It's global. It's not like just the U.S.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It's been, there's a really, I can't remember what the documentary is called, but there's a really good documentary on it, that I saw at a cattleman's conference. And, it's,
it's kind of scary because it's not something you can just like make up, right? It takes time to breed more cows and make their herd bigger.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking. We were just talking. Our last guest is the chief operating officer at Simpson, but he grew up on a cattle ranch in Montana, in a small town there. And his dad runs the ranch. He's 80. Last year, he said, "I've had it." So he sells, but the prices were so good, he turned around and bought a bunch of yearlings. but the thing is that I'm still seeing, because I follow it just like you do, that people are still selling their breeders because of drought. And that was going to be the next big question. Because of drought, they're selling their breeders. They're selling pregnant cows, for $5,000 and they're per cow, and they're going to get it. So, when you look, but the drought, we've been reading these things that if they get another bad snowpack this year, that Lake Mead is going to go well below where they need to get the water in, to run their generators. Yeah. And they said it could be that they're not going to put much water down through the Grand Canyon. Now, that is an eye-opener. So what are you hearing about that?
Well, it's that ripple effect, right? If we don't have stuff to feed our cows, whether that's, grazing permit or hay or... And we raise hay, and our hay is in the red again. We didn't even plant our big field this year because it was going to be so negative.
Is that because of the cost of hay or the cost of producing it?
Both. So the production, like our seeds gone up, our fertilizer is crazy.
Yeah.
And then we only have 50 acres, so it's small. So we have to custom farm it. So by the time the part that we would pay to get it cut and baled, now that's as much it. We would pay per ton what we can go buy it for, just for that part, not including, irrigating with very expensive power and seed and fertilizer and all those other things, and our time. We never count our time in there. But,
you never count our time.
No, you can't in agriculture, but I think you're seeing more and more people, especially our next generation, they're watching their parents struggle right now. And as parents, I have three college kids now, and, they don't want this. They want to find something where they don't have to work as hard and they can make a better living, and they don't want the headache of it. We do it for the quality of life because we love it, and they're not wanting that. So I'm really worried about that next generation.
Of
agriculture. Well, and I think a lot of people are. It's been a discussion in a lot of different places I've been.
Well, let me go back to the Colorado River, how important this is. And there's 7 states, from what I understand, they get water from the Colorado.
Yeah.
And California, and everybody's got their part, but they've gotten to the point that they can't agree. And they're talking about the feds coming in. But 7 states on a diminishing resource like that, what kind of impact could that have for us up here in the North State? And because we do have abundant water. Will our water disappear down to the South?
Well, I think the droughts always impact us the most. And so the Sierra most people don't know, fun fact, I guess, about it. District 1, 75% of the state's drinking water comes from the Sierra.
Wow.
So if we are in a drought, we're in drought mode, it's what it's looking like we're going to be. Our snowpack is next to nothing this year.
Yeah.
We got very lucky that we had some rains. We had a pretty good rainy season in the spring. But now, it's kind of weird because I drive so much. Going home, you can almost see it get dry, because I'm just driving it so frequently. And it is dry. And we have more grass because we had that big spring. And so I think it's going to affect everything, right? Water's life. So if we don't have water to give to people, then it's going to start tanking infrastructure. It's going to start, the ripple effect is awful. And I don't know, I truly don't know that we're prepared like we should be for a heavy, heavy drought, you know?
Well, I mean, are they addressing this at all in the Assembly or the Senate?
No, not right at the moment, but we just got back. We were on summer recess for July.
Yeah.
So we just got back this week, and everything has to be done by August 31st. So right now is like the crunch time, right? I have to get all the bills in, all the budget stuff. By midnight on the 31st, all the work must be done. So it's very intense right now in Sacramento, just trying to get, you know, and I don't know why they wait so long for a lot of these things. It feels like they wait till the last minute, but.
Well, that's so they can gut and fill, you know.
Gut and amend, yeah.
Gut and amend these bills. Yeah. And then you're getting 300-page bills on August 31st at 8 o'clock at night. Is that an exaggeration?
Oh, yeah. No, it happens all the time. Like, all the time. So, it's crazy. But the Colorado River is a huge impact on the West, you know. They supply, I don't remember if the, hopefully I don't quote it wrong, it's like 40 million or 50 million people, most of that is ag. So, and all the hydropower facilities, if you think about all those dams and stuff along the river, I mean, it would impact all of us in the West.
Okay. We're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick. Now, Heather, we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we've got like about 10 minutes, 11 minutes for you to tell everybody to, you know, if there's anything good.
Okay, let me start shrinking.
Yeah. And, you know, we like to leave on a smile on a Friday, okay?
Right.
Okay. Things that are coming that can be very helpful to all of us up here in the North State. I mean, I know you and Megan working your butts off to try and get these things done. But some things that we could maybe look forward to. I know it's hard to keep a straight face when I'm saying it, but we've had good things happen.
We have.
Okay, so when we get back from this break, Assemblywoman Hedwick will give us a positive spin, not spin, but positive stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Chili and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Reading provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Reading Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work. And when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $100,000 year of the horsepower swipe to win.
Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang,
a legendary car, and a massive win.
Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play.
Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th.
Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you could win up to $1,500 cash
for a brand new Mustang.
Your adventure begins. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Welcome back to our final edit segment here on this Friday.
We're going to try and finish strong. Okay.
7th of August, that's right. And we're here with Heather Hadwick. We're so blessed to have you on with us this morning while you're at an IT conference. And so thank you for taking your time to talk with us about some of the things that you're, you know, witnessing and experiencing and getting to know from other parts of the state of California. And anyway, I know that you've got some wonderful things that you want to share with us that, well, maybe...
We hope it's wonderful.
Yeah. Maybe some news or something that...
Right, and end on a positive note.
There's
not a whole lot of positive, but there is actually a program that you will really love that I learned about yesterday at one of my workshops, that Meta has those Meta glasses that are really phenomenal technology, and they're giving any disabled veteran that wants one a free pair. So
Wait, let's go back and talk about this. The Meta glasses are the ones that have AI technology built into them, and they've got cameras in them?
They have cameras. You can listen to books. We had a presentation yesterday from the blind are using them, like low vision and blind people, because they can, it's called Be My Eyes. And they have microphones that are, like, not in your ears, but just right above your ears. So you can, like, listen to an audible book, but you can ask it questions. So you can say, Meta, tell me about what I would be looking at. Like, tell me about the room. Is it safe to cross the street? How much is this? Can you read the menu to me? I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal for the blind and, like, low vision population.
So it would just be for disabled veterans that have vision problems then?
No, any disabled veteran, they said they could get a free pair. So we're trying to get the details so we can put it in our newsletter, but I thought it was a very cool program and very cool of the company to do, you know?
This may sound silly, but what if you don't have, are they like clear glasses if you don't need glasses?
Yes, so they're clear. They actually turn into sunglasses too. They're like transitional but you can get a prescription put in them. Like you can take them to Costco and
so you don't have to
wherever.
Have a, so you don't have
to
have a prescription.
I don't know if Costco can do it, but like they're just for just to have on there. And the new versions are crazy that are coming out or going to be coming out. They have a teleprompter in them, so I could have like my speech on my glasses. Nobody else can see it, which is so crazy to think about. They're experimenting with all kinds of things like facial recognition, and it would pop up and show their name if you put it in there, you know. For business owners, they were talking about it, but you could, if you had shoplifters, you could put their picture and have the facial recognition and be warned when they walked in the door.
they, or when you saw them, you know, with your glasses, you can record and say, if you're watching a Little League game, you can say, hey, record number 12 plays, and it'll automatically record when number 12 does something and then download it to your phone. Like, it's pretty cool. My husband has a pair and he absolutely loves them. He's their biggest fan. But, and you can say, if you see a weed or a flower, you can say, Meta, what kind of flower is this? And it'll ID the flower and tell you. Like, it's just, it's very,
unbelievable.
It's kind of crazy that we can do that. You know, I mean, the technology is just fascinating, but that is a positive, you know, program that they're trying to get out there, and they're very affordable. They're, I mean, I think you can get some for $300 or $400, and they would truly, you can also read an email and say, summarize this in 3 bullet points for me, Meta. And so it's kind of cool, kind of creepy, but kind of cool.
I kind of watch the teleprompter on your glasses, because while you're reading it, if, you know, your eyes don't cross, and then people look.
Yes,
look, Heather,
yes,
Heather's
yes.
eyes are crossing here. So
right, I think it would be hard to get used to, but I think it would be pretty amazing to be able to do. But
isn't it amazing that you could take, say, a veteran or anybody with a vision problem, and they can be, you know, stay walking straight, you know, walk straight, stop here. And, you know, is there traffic? You know, you hope it's right, of course. Mm-hmm. And then, but how it can provide an independence to people that they didn't have before.
And hands-free, which they use, like navigating an airport as an example. If you were blind and navigating an airport and you have your suitcase in one hand and a walking stick in the other, or a service dog, like, then you can just do all of it with your voice and have some, some independence I think it's phenomenal for that.
You can record things that are happening around you
and
conversations
They said mechanics are using them a lot now, like AAA and like all these companies, tow trucks, because they can actually like fix whatever it is and video it the whole time and get assistance with, like, if they're training them it's pretty amazing. The technology is fascinating, but also very scary and way faster than I would like it. But
what about privacy concerns? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's where it gets more sticky. But there is a lot happening. In fact, we're down to our last month. We're kind of getting over the finish line. I still have 12 bills alive right now, so it's been nuts for my staff. Typically, people don't have that many, but we have some really good bills this year, so we're very hopeful. There's a lot of CEQA reform, which is good to see, and they're expecting, if all of this, there's like a new housing package that's going through, supposed to reduce costs like $60,000 to $70,000 per unit.
Wow.
And, you know, I think everybody's finally come to the conclusion that CEQA doesn't work, and we're taking too long, and it costs too much to build things, so that's good to see. There's some public safety stuff that we're hopeful and very happy about. There's a huge DUI package to try to really kind of come down harder on DUI offenders, and because we're just, you know, that it's so devastating for these victims of DUI drivers. So some of them have already been signed into law, and there's more coming. I think wildfire insurance is like top of mind down there. It's going to be a long fix, not a short fix, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I feel like with some transitions with the election, hopefully that will be a little bit faster. But a lot of the work in SAC happens quietly and bipartisanly. And, Sacramento gets a lot wrong, and I'm certainly not shy about saying so, but I've also learned that they're good people on both sides of the aisle.
And they genuinely
want to solve problems, you know, and some of the best work we do never makes the news, because there's no controversy or headlines or clickbait to, you know, attach to it.
You know what I really like to see when I see bipartisan, and I see, in some cases, at the federal level, you know, you got, you know, Schiff and then, you know, one, another, you know, a conservative Republican, but it's bipartisan. And but you're right. It doesn't get the the newsprint on that. One of our listeners just texted me is that the Meta glasses are illegal at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas.
So that's going to be the hard part. Is we were talking about it yesterday. Is how do you like in schools and we're going to have to like train everybody up and make sure and our kids are going to have to know it. So like how do we make it equitable too, where like we have, you know, every demographic, every, you know, income level and that kind of thing has access to it. And they are pretty cheap. So hopefully we can do that, but we're going to have to start training kids, you know, how do they use this
correctly and respect the privacy of other people.
We've totally run out of time though.
Heather, thank you so much for calling. But how do people get a hold of your offices and get a hold of you?
We have an Assembly website. You can Google us and click it, assembly.ca.gov, and we have an office there in Redding and an office in Jackson and Sacramento. I'm happy to help with anything they have, especially with state agencies. If you're having issues with any state agency, give us a call. We can help.
Yeah, and Heather, I promise you, Heather's people will help you with it. I've seen them do it. So
they will. Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your conference,
thanks so much for taking
time out to give us a call.
Absolutely. It was so good to visit with you guys.
Have a great weekend.
I'm going to be up in your area there Wednesday going on.